The building formerly known as Hooters, there on 55 North, was on fire this morning. Saw that about 5:30 when I woke up on X. So, of course, I stole a picture of that somebody had posted and made me a video with it. It is up on my TikTok and my Instagram, at SaveJXN. But I'll kind of give you all the gist of it. We're going to get back to the politics stuff. We're going to shift gears for a minute. We're going to talk about LOL Jackson. Remember when Hooters closed? They're like, Clay. Look, I've been negative about Jackson for a while now. So, I've been calling this nonsense out long before I started the Save Jackson stuff. I'm like, well, there goes another restaurant. People are like, no, Clay. There don't go another restaurant. They're just looking for a new location. They're going to build a new location in Jackson. They may move to Pearl. They may move to the Reservoir, but Clay, what they really want to do is build a new location in Jackson. Now, what had happened was Twin Peaks whooped that butt. That's what had happened is Twin Peaks whooped that butt, and then also that intersection right there, that wrong side of the tracks, that east side of 55. Ain't nobody going over there. It's not a bunch of thugs. So anyways, the Hooters closes. 10 years later, they've yet to find that new location. And apparently, Gen Z and millennials don't like boobies and chicken wings. I'm cut from a different cloth. I do still, in fact, like boobies and chicken wings. Just one person's boobies, though. But nonetheless, I'm still red-blooded, testosterone-filled Mississippi man, American. How do you, parents, how did y'all raise your young men not to like boobies and chicken wings? How did we get to this point in America? Where did it go wrong? Where did it go wrong? Who can we blame that on? Yeah, I'm sorry. It was west side of 55. West side. So, thank you, Woodrow. I mean, how did we... It's the water, isn't it? It's turning frogs gay. Is it making our kids not like boobies? And chicken wings? My goodness. Anyway, so remember Red Lobster closed? I really want to talk about this young men stuff now that I've done said it. I'm just curious, you know, so we got a sponsor, Men's Health of Mississippi. They do testosterone replacement therapy, screening. If you text Clay, you get a screening free to their number there. I'll give it to you before the end of the show. Red Lobster closed last year. Same thing. All the Jackson apologists. Clay, it's not closed for good. They're just remodeling it. It's just a remodel. You're just negative. You just hate Jackson. You just like to see bad things that happen to Jackson. Red Lobster's just remodeling. It's been over a year. Ain't no remodel going on at the Red Lobster. As a matter of fact, every restaurant on the other side of the interstate is closed too. Cracker Barrel, Outback, Twin Peaks, no particular order. But just think about all the restaurants that used to run the 55 corridor that are no longer there. I mean, God bless what they've been able to do over there in the Char and Highland Village area and all that. Bravo. I mean, kudos to that management company that has been able to keep all that in check. But just think about everything that used to be along 55 there. And I mean, those are just a few of the places I can think of off the top of my head. Hooters, Twin Peaks, Outback, Cracker Barrel, Red Lobster. And I'm not even getting on the County Line Road yet. Oh, yeah, Waffle House. The Northside Drive Waffle House closed, too. When a Cracker Barrel and Waffle House closes, that's the equivalent of a Jasco gas station popping up. If you're still around, it's too late. You just abandon it, donate it to charity, something. What's that movie? Get Out. Tape the eyelids open and get out. Man. Man, oh man. Yes, somebody just, oh yeah, Fuddruckers and all that closed down too. They traded one for the other here. Like the Loggers place closed. But I don't think that had anything to do with Jackson. I just think that had to do with, I'm going to guess, mismanagement. They tore it down. They put a Denny's there. So I'll give it a pass. You know, my favorite place that used to be through there, and we're going to get back to politics here in the next segment. We got a lot to talk about today. My favorite place that's no longer there, and I almost want to ride down to Louisiana just to eat at one again to see if it still tastes as good as I think it did, is Copeland's. Man, Al Copeland's place. You know, and Al Copeland, my memory serves me correct, founded Popeyes and all that. When I first started eating pasta, yeah, kind of learning what kind of pasta I liked and all that, it was at Copeland's. So good. They're like a chicken Alfredo pasta. That's kind of my go-to, but I like it with a little Cajun Creole flair to it, a little heat. Speaking of that, shout out to the girlfriend this morning. She made some chicken spaghetti last night. She tweaked the recipe a little. She put some cream cheese in it, too. I didn't need two full plates of chicken spaghetti, but I ate two full plates of chicken spaghetti, and I got some leftovers to eat today. I'm not sticking with this keto thing at all. You cannot put pasta in front of me and expect me not to eat it. Rick checks in on the Guns and Gear text line and says, you got to give credit to the Iron Horse and Martins. How are they still open and have good food is mind-blowing. It says so much for the management of these places. It truly does. I mean, you know, obviously I'm friends with the folks over at Martins. I'm a regular there. Iron Horse I don't go to anymore. But I do like it. When I lived a block away from it for a while, and was there 4 days a week. So, granted, it's come back through different life forms and different owners, but it's been back a solid 10 years now at least, and been done very well. Kudos to them. Great management. Let's take a call. Hey, you're on there. Hello. Hello. Goodbye. It takes a lot of effort to call in and not say nothing. Hey, if you want to call in this morning, 601-879-0002. Don't forget, speaking of Martins, get down to Martins today. Try one of their great plate lunch specials. I think today is Thursday. I do believe it's smoked ribs. Let me double check. No, pot roast. I had pot roast the other night for dinner. Forget how much I like pot roast. Get down to Martin's today. The blue plate is pot roast. Of course, the entire menu is available. You can, in fact, try the country fried steak that I always talk about. That's at Martin's downtown. Of course, they got the best happy hour in town. Just ask Sean. You're likely to find him down there any Monday through Sunday enjoying the happy hour specials himself. Located right there at North, at State Street, South State Street, and Pearl Street. They're on Commerce. You know where Martin's is. I ain't got to tell you. If you're listening to this show, you know where Martin's is. Don't forget, they got a new location coming soon. For the first time ever, they're expanding outside of Jackson, heading to Gluckstadt. Well, that's what I call it anyway. Madison County, there at the town of Livingston. They got the old Gathering restaurant getting it ready to open as a Martin's. So, man, if you live out that way, get excited. Martin's. You're going to have somewhere good to eat that's ran right. Not saying the other place wasn't, but Martin's is ran right. Shouldn't have to worry about it ever closing down. Let's take a call real quick. Hey, you on there?
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, man. So I listen to you daily. I run Steve's Deli downtown and on South Congress.
Steve's,
the Secretary of State building.
Man, I forget about Steve's because, you know, unless you work downtown, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But Steve's is great.
Dude, so we took over at the end of last May, and I've recently started listening to your show in the morning while we do our little errands, picking up shit for the shop and whatnot. But, dude, you're awesome. I'm running to Sam's right now and just heard the number. I just wanted to give you a shout, man, and say, hey, come check us out. We'd love to have you in, man.
Hey, I will. I'll get down there one day this week. There's 2 days left. I'll get down there either today or tomorrow and try it.
Sounds great, man. Well, look, I took today off, but I'm still running errands for the shop. I won't be there today, so make it tomorrow, man.
Tomorrow works. Appreciate you, brother. What was your name?
Michael Longo.
Michael, nice to meet you, brother. Good luck with it.
You as well. Cheers.
Thanks. Shout out to Steve's Deli. They're listening to the show.